Tyson, and this is True Stories with Dad. Today's true story is the first Thanksgiving. In the year 1620, which is exactly 400 years ago this year, a group of 102 people set sail on a boat called the Mayflower from England. These people were hoping to start a new life in the New World. Now, the New World is what people called America before it became the United States. So, who were these people, and why on earth would they leave their homes, friends, and sometimes even their own families to go live in a place without the normal comforts of life that they had in England, and even to sometimes surround themselves by hostile Native Americans or Indians that weren't necessarily friendly to people from England? Well, before they decided to leave for America, this group of people, who called themselves Separatists or Saints, refused to join or support the Church of England or the Catholic Church. You see, they believed that the Catholic Church and the Church of England were both not teaching the truth. So they separated themselves from both churches, and that's why they're called Separatists. So they left England and went to a country called Holland, which is another country in Europe, hoping that they'd be able to worship God as they thought was right. However, when they got to Holland, they found out that they were unable to get good jobs, and many lived in poverty or did not have a ton of money simply because they were from England. Some of these people's kids were really into the lifestyle in Holland as well, as they put it. So that means that they weren't necessarily liking the beliefs and lifestyle of their parents, and so they would go do things that the other kids in Holland were doing, and this started to worry some of the Separatist parents. So for these reasons, the Separatists decided that they better leave Holland and go to a place that didn't have an established church or government that would stop them from worshiping the way that they thought was right. So these Separatists or Saints, and as a side note, we call them pilgrims today, they decided to meet up in London in order to prepare to leave for America. They were given permission by the King of England to leave England and build a town in America. So 40 pilgrims and 62 other passengers who weren't going for religious purposes set sail on two boats. The first was the Mayflower, and the second was called the Speedwell. Now, you might remember at the beginning of this podcast, I said that they came on the Mayflower alone. So what happened to the Speedwell? Well, a few miles after leaving England on the ocean, they found that the Speedwell was leaking. Now, can you cross an entire ocean in a leaky boat? There's no way. So what they did is both boats, the Mayflower and the Speedwell, returned back to England, and they decided to cram all 102 passengers onto the Mayflower by itself. But because of this time it takes to turn back around and get everyone's stuff out of the Speedwell and put it back onto the Mayflower, they were late. And they didn't end up leaving until September of 1620. Now, September is not the month that you want to set sail across the Atlantic Ocean. This month is peak storm season. There are hurricanes, tropical storms, and it just starts getting cold. So these storms made the trip a really rough one. In fact, most of the pilgrims and other passengers got really seasick for pretty much the entire voyage to America. And in fact, some of the storms were so rough that even one of the sailors fell overboard and drowned in the ocean. After 66 long and stormy days aboard the Mayflower, the Saints or pilgrims and the other travelers finally reached America. They landed in a place called Cape Cod, which is off the shore of what is today Massachusetts. But they weren't supposed to land there. The storms had blown them off course, and they were outside of where the king had given them permission to build a city. So that means they were now in a land that was not controlled by England. The king was not the ruler over this land, and that meant that this place where they were at had no king, it had no laws, and it had no government. So the people aboard the Mayflower decided to create something called the Mayflower Compact. Now, this was a contract or an agreement among all the people there that established laws, and the people there signed or voted on these laws to say, yes, they were good laws and we're going to keep those laws, as well as remain loyal to the King of England. Now, this was the very first example of voting in America that we know of. Now, because the pilgrims left late, remember they left in September, they were on the boat for 66 days. That means they didn't reach America until November. The saints or pilgrims decided to live in the Mayflower through the first winter in America rather than going on shore and trying to set up a city or town there. But even in the walls of the boat, they couldn't really keep very warm. In fact, the winter was so cold and so bad that only 53 of the 102 passengers survived. When they left England, they had 19 women with them, and only 5 lived through the first winter. In fact, without the help of the Native Americans, it's possible that none of the pilgrims would have survived. An Indian or Native American named Samoset spoke English and was able to teach and help the pilgrims make friends with the local Indian tribes there. The Native Americans taught the pilgrims how to hunt and grow things like squash and beans and corn. After their first successful growing season and harvest, the pilgrims celebrated their success during a 3-day festival or party to show their thankfulness to God and the Native Americans for helping them survive. The pilgrims even invited the Indians to come and celebrate with them and eat. They even invited the king of the local Indian tribe, and his name was King Massasoit. So this became known as the very first Thanksgiving. Many years later, in fact, 243 years later, Abraham Lincoln declared that the United States would have a national holiday of Thanksgiving to remember all the blessings that our country has received. And ever since then, Americans have been celebrating Thanksgiving by sharing a large dinner with friends and family, much like the pilgrims did in 1621. And that's the true story of the first Thanksgiving.